Blessed and praised be the name of our Lord. We are grateful to God for the grace which He has given us to be again gathered in His presence. And I would like to welcome all of you, wishing you God's blessing. Also all those who are joining us online, one request I have for the parents, please watch over your children when all are departing, so that the rooms are left as you have found them. We want to tune in this morning by singing songs. We have heard already wonderful songs which the choir has sung. One song is Psalms 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and don't forget all His benefits." We want to sing from these little booklets. Song number two, "Wonderful Words of Life," number two. We are so grateful to God for this wonderful word of God which we can hear. We will sing song number four, then Brother Alfred Borg will read us a word for introduction, and Brother Schmidt will pray with us. Song number four, "There is Power in the..."
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Stimmen wir dem zu?
Do we agree?
So haben wir gestern Abend
That's
gehört.
How we heard it last night.
Den
They agreed to the words of our Lord.
Und wir alle
And all of us.
Es,
we know it. There is power, wonderful power in the blood of the Lamb. Also this morning. Do we believe this? This songwriter wants to write it. He asks, do you want to be free from burden of sin? Do you want to be whiter than the fresh snow? Do you want to serve Jesus? Is this not our all wish this morning, desire? Are we not here to receive what God has prepared for us also this morning? Do we believe that He is present? And that He He alone can help us. He alone knows our hearts. Have we not all been blessed last night? What the Lord has spoken to us. I'm grateful to God. Before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I would like to read a word of the Scripture. From John chapter 8. John chapter 8 from verse
31.
Then said Jesus to those Jews who believed on Him, If ye abide in My word, then are ye My disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Do we agree with this? It's God's word, brothers and sisters. If ye abide in My word, Is not the Lord the word which became flesh? If ye abide in My word, He says. Brothers and sisters, this He doesn't say to the unbelievers. Here He speaks to the believers. And then said Jesus to those Jews who believed on Him. We believe this morning with all our hearts. And we believe that the Lord speaks to us through His word. We agree with it. If ye abide in My word, then are ye My disciples indeed. Praise and thanks. And then this wonderful promise. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. From what free? From all error. Are we not grateful to God that the truth has made us free? Pilate was asking our Lord once, Are you a king? And the Lord said to Pilate, Yes, I am a king. I was born, he said. I came into this world to bear witness of the truth. And then the mighty words. Everyone who is of the truth heareth My words. Are we of the truth? Then we hear the words of the Lord also this morning. And yesterday we have watched the film. I don't know how many times I have seen this film. But for me, it's a testimony. of that what God has done in our days. And we believe with all our hearts that Jesus Christ is the same. Here above it's written, Jesus Christ is the same. Praise and thanks. Also this morning. Do we believe this? Do we want to experience this? Do we want that the Lord manifests His presence by supernatural signs and wonders in our midst? Have we not come together for this reason? Brothers and sisters, yesterday we heard it. As Brother Branham always said, if you believe, all things are possible. Do we believe this morning? Do we believe with all our hearts? Do we believe all the promises of God, that they are yes and amen? That's how it is written. For the glory of God through us. The Lord wants to fulfill His promises. He doesn't want that we only speak of them. He wants to fulfill them in you and in me. Do we believe this? Do we agree with this? Just as we heard it last night? May the Lord come to His right. May He use our brother. May He anoint him. And may the anointing come upon all of us. I'm sure that the Lord is present to help us. Let us all stand up. Gracious God, also in this morning hour, we are coming together in your presence. And we say thank you for the grace and faithfulness. We glorify your high holy name that you have set a testimony in our time. We thank you also that last night you have spoken to us. You have spoken to me. I believe you spoke to all of us. And we know that your word is the truth. And as we heard just now, and the truth makes us free from all the things which belong to this world. Oh, and transforms us into the heavenly places. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you have given us grace. My God, be merciful. Once again, we thank you that you have left a testimony for us. Also in a film, it bears witness that you are the same, Lord. You didn't change. Also today you are in our midst. You are here today, everywhere, where your people are looking up to you, the living and only true God. Besides you, there is no God. There will be no other name mentioned than only the one which was mentioned, our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Please bless us this morning. And all over where your people are hearing and seeing and are joining us. My God, not we are the ones, not a man, but you are the one, your spirit who works everywhere. And the people are still coming to you, the living God. And also in this hour, we are coming to you and we ask you. We pray for all who need prayer, Lord. Give grace. Our brother told it. His wife is sick. Please bless her. Strengthen her. Strengthen us all, Lord Jesus. And multiply our faith. Praise and thanks. be to you. As already prayed, and as it was mentioned, give us your word. Give grace to him who will speak it. And give us grace to hear and to receive it, so that you are glorified, you alone, the true and faithful God, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Now, there is a child dedication. We sing the chorus, Only Believe, and then we ask the parents to come with their children. Dear Lord, you ever faithful God, you have given our brother and sister a healthy child, a root, O God. May she be as root in the Bible, fully consecrated to you. We consecrate her unto you, and we bless her in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Bless the whole family. All are dedicated to you for time and for eternity. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Amen. Thanks be to the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Noemi. Dear Lord, you ever faithful God, we consecrate unto you Noemi. Be merciful. May also she be as Naomi was in the Bible, fully obeying you, God dedicated. Bless the whole family. Be with them. All we consecrate to you, Mommy and Daddy, and the daughter, all are consecrated to you for time and for eternity. In Jesus' holy name, amen. 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 The Lord be with you. Sure. God bless you. We may be seated. Praise and thanks be to the Lord. We have heard already the sermon. It's just so powerful. We cannot do otherwise. We must and may always come to the kernel. To the kernel. And this is our beloved Lord and Savior. His precious and holy blood, His precious and holy word, and everything works together in the believers. And you all know precisely, in Leviticus chapter 17, the life is in the blood. The divine life was in the blood of the Redeemer, and therefore his blood was given as a sacrifice. Therefore, he has given his life for us, so that in the blood-bought flock His life can be manifested. Oh, how grateful we can be that also all these biblical truths are founded biblically, that we not just believe generally, but that we believe as the Scripture says. For me, this is something very precious. In all Christian denominations, the people believe. But who believes as the Scripture says? Who believes as the Scripture says? We have read it. What the Lord has said to the believers at that time. And the same He says to us in our time. Before we come into our word observation, let me just quickly give you some email greetings. Many have phoned. Last night, I hardly was in my flat. There came the first phone call from South America. And the brother and the sister, they came then to the telephone. They were just overwhelmed. And they said, we heard everything. And we watched and witnessed everything. Just grace. That the transmission over the internet can take place. And here we have, as the first one, once again, the greetings from yesterday. There, one brother says, from New Zealand, Brother Anderson, tell the brother who translates into the English language that he speaks such a good English. Tell it to him. Today we say it to all translators. 12 translators are sitting there above, and you can imagine how difficult it is to find spontaneously the right words to express it in another language, what is being said here in the German language. But God blessed all our brothers, and He has given grace to all that they can pass on everything. Then we have greetings from Tatarkistan, from Moldavia, from Bulgaria, from Armenia. Greetings from Brother Xavier. Greetings from Sweden. Greetings from Kolwezi. Greetings from Burundi. Greetings from Brother Motika. Greetings from Abidjan. Greetings from Lyon. Greetings from Likasi. Greetings from Brother Valentin. Greetings from Brother Patrick. Greetings from Brother Jean. And greetings from Brazzaville. Once again, greetings from the church in Brazzaville. Greetings from Brother Rashadi. Greetings from Brother Amalek. Greetings from Brother Lucian from Vienna. Greetings from Yapi, Abidjan. Greetings from Brother Elisha, Bolivia. Once again, greetings from Bolivia. And once again, greetings from Brother Mashi from India. And once again, from Kolwezi. And once again, from Goma. And then one greeting from Romania. We are just so grateful with all our hearts that all over the earth can tune in and watch and see. It's the first meetings in this year, and we made a review to that what God did already, and we're looking forward for that, what He will still do. Out of gratefulness, we can testify that we have carried the word in truthfulness. We estimated In the past 49 years, more than 8,000 sermons we preached in more than 600 cities in 144 countries. Just a privilege which never existed on the earth before. There were also not the possibilities which we have today. Brother Branham, altogether, he visited 15 countries. In 12, he preached. But even today, all the sermons can be heard. Whether they were held in the city of Karlsruhe, whether they were held in Zurich, whether they were held in Lausanne, all the sermons, one just needs to press a few buttons on the computer and then one can listen to all the sermons and especially also the healing lines one can experience. You all know, if one has become an eye and ear witness, how blind-born people receive their sight, how people stood up from their bed. They took their bed in their arms and left the building. If one has seen these things personally and experienced them, then one can really bear witness of them. Also the divine fact that Brother Branham, as a man sent from God, came on the scene with the message, with the last call, which now goes forth into all the world. Also, this we said before. Now we are joined with believers in 172 countries. And whom we do not reach, him others are reaching in these countries. And we are just grateful that also by this comes to fulfillment that the gospel, the everlasting gospel, is being preached to all the creation, to all nations and tongues. And our Lord said, then the end shall come. And if we look into the world, without spending much time with it, but we really see how everything is reaching the end now. The uniting of the religions, of the churches, the uniting. One sees all the photographs. Doesn't matter. As I said, I don't want to go into details, but one sees how everything takes its course. Yes? One can look up the photos, whether it's Abbas and the Pope, and who it is. The Pope just plays the main role. He plays the main role. And he's the only person in which all are finding somehow their home, the Roman Church. And also this can be said now. The year 2017 will be a special year. Then the Reformation shall once for all merge into the mother's bosom of the Roman Church, where the religious people, the one said that Christ have said that we should be all one, and we are not one. But now comes this unity. The deadly wound is being healed. All are returning into the mother's bosom of the mother church. And right at that time, the message goes forth, ye my people, come out, be ye separate, so that you are not partakers of their judgments. This is really the most important time, the most important period in the history of the New Testament Church. And we say it time and again, God was merciful to us. God lets us find grace. And please remember the word grace. How did it start? The angel Gabriel came to Mary and he said, "You have found grace in the sight of God." Luke 1. You found grace in the sight of God. Why? She believed the promise which was given to her, and in connection with a promise which she believed, that she found grace before God, and the Word became flesh. How do you find grace? How do I find grace before God? In the moment where we believe the promises of God, then of course the Spirit of God comes upon us and we hear God's words and we take them to heart, and then they are revealed by the Spirit of God. It's really divine reality, not a fantasy, but divine reality. The promises for our time are coming just the same into fulfillment, just as they came to fulfillment at the first coming of our Lord and Savior. We may not forget to welcome especially all the ministering brethren. Today, after a long time, we have also Brother Nobel Gill from Pakistan in our midst. Now he lives in England. And we would like to... Where are you? Please stand up. God bless you. A man whom I met 1970 in the mountains of Pakistan, and God has opened his heart, and also all the other brothers, whether they are from Angola, wherever you are from, please stand up. Who is here for a visit from the ministering brethren? May God bless you in our midst. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We are really grateful for all the ministering brethren. Beloved, just say it yourself. I cannot be everywhere, and Brother Borg and Brother Schmidt also not. But our brothers, they are in the various countries and tongues to pass on what God has entrusted to us by his grace. And so we are grateful that also therein is being fulfilled, that the food is being distributed, the true and clear word of God, without any but. And there's not one scripture about which one should discuss about. God has really taken care for everything. And in the moment where he speaks to us, just as we looked at it last night, if we come near to the Ark of the Covenant, when we know he made a new covenant with us, then we hear him, then we hear the words, and then they are revealed to us. Then the Word of God becomes life and spirit. 109 times our Lord referred to the Old Testament, and he said, "It is written." At the time of our Lord, and at the time of the apostles, the New Testament was not written at all. Then the four evangelists have written the Gospels. Then Paul and then Peter has written. But Paul and Peter could only preach from the Old Testament. The New Testament was not available yet. And if we preach the word today, then we always go from the Old to the New and from the New to the Old Testament. And we see the harmony. And we time and again can say, it is written. Or, as our Lord also said, as the Scripture says, and the Scripture was the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, everything was said, what belongs to the counsel of God. The prophet Isaiah, in the 66 chapters, he really wrote of the new heaven and the new earth. But thanks be to God that we have both. We have the Old and the New Testament. In the New Testament, we have everything what had to be said to the church. Not only what God has purposed in His plan of salvation, but what had to be said to the churches. And we have the seven church age messages, and we have all the epistles of the apostles, where this biblical set forth how the church was established, what the Lord has given to the church, which doctrines, where the foundation was really laid. And Paul could say, I, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation with you, a man sent from God with a commission for the church of the New Testament. Let me read a few scriptures now. And God willing, I will say something about it. We start with Psalms 50. This scripture we looked at a couple of times. Psalms 50, verse 5 and 6. Gather my saints together unto me. Those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And in the moment where the gathering took place, was verse 6 fulfilled. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness. For God is judge himself. Gather my saints together, my saints, my people, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Then the heavens declared his righteousness. For God himself is judge. He speaks to us. God himself is judge. And our Lord could say, not I am judging, but the word which I spoke to you on that day, it will be your judge. And then we have also those who are just rebellious from the beginning to the end. In Psalms 58, verse 4 and verse 5. Psalms 58, verse 4 and 5. Verse 3. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Whoever speaks lies is in error. Doesn't matter who he is, wherever he dwells, and what his name is. Then verse 4, their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear. There are people. One can speak with them, but it doesn't profit at all. They don't hear. They have stopped their ears. And brothers and sisters, we were really helped. And I can say this in the presence of God. In all my life, I never made a slander about any brother, whether with my mouth nor with my pen. I just proclaimed and contended the biblical truths. But I never mentioned a brother by name. I just left everything up to God. And only he who believes the word, with him it can accomplish for what it was sent for. And in the seven church age messages, in Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3, we have time and again the admonition. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. And this is just the mighty thing, that God has opened our ear, our hearts, that we inclined our ears to Him, that we can believe every word, every promise, experiencing how everything has come to fulfillment. Paul, in Galatians, he said a couple of things. Let me read these two verses. Galatians, chapter 1. Here we have the testimony of the man of God. Galatians, chapter 1, firstly, verse 3. Galatians 1, verse 3. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Perhaps the remark here, brothers and sisters, in all of the Old Testament, it was never separated. 6,356 times it's written in the Old Testament, God the Lord, the Lord God, the Lord God, God the Lord. In the New Testament, it's written God and the Lord, because the invisible God manifested himself visibly. And then in the New Testament, we have God as Father, we have the Lord and Him as the Son. But the Father was manifested in the Son, one and the same God. There's only one God. But perhaps it's like this. What is so precious to me when I read the Holy Scripture, then especially the revelation of God, the revelation of God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. But the emphasis, I actually wanted to put on something else, on verse 10. Yesterday we looked at the word that all who listened to the Lord in Luke chapter 4 that they had an agreement to that, what was read and what was said. In verse 10, Galatians 1, verse 10, it says, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men?" The agreement of God, the German Bible says, we don't seek to please men. We seek to please God. We seek the agreement with God. It's impossible to please men. Either one pleases God, either God's well-pleasing rests upon us, and we preach what is well-pleasing to Him. How can we please God and men at the same time? It's impossible. And Paul says, "No, for if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ." We cannot please the preachers in the various denominations. We cannot agree with them. We cannot join any doctrines of them. We just have the agreement with God, and we agree with every word of God, and we are grateful that the Lord has really led it in such a way in our time. Let us emphasize the grace once again. Grace, finding grace in the sight of God. Who finds grace? Whosoever hears the call of the Lord, and whoever believes the promise with all his heart. And this also belongs to it. The promise that God would send a prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Brothers and sisters, what means everything for you and me means nothing to the others. And therein we see the difference between them who believe God and between them who believe not God. And if you noticed it, in Luke chapter 4, the Lord left out the text from Isaiah 61. You can read it up. And also this is so precious to me that in the New Testament, really, time and again, only half of a verse was quoted because only half of the verse was applying at that time and was fulfilled. And the next half will find fulfillment when the time comes for it. In Isaiah 61, we read not only of the day of grace, but also of the day of vengeance, of judgment. Here it's written, Isaiah 61, right in the same verse, verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. And our Lord read only that part which applied for the day of grace, for the day of salvation, of the day of vengeance. He could not read because at that time it was not, I say it once again, as God leads us into His Word, it was never on the earth before. But this is the time of the divine revelation. This is the time in which we really get the access into the Holy of Holies. And if we just would like to read it in the scriptures of last night, There was the curtain, the veil between the Holy of Holies and between the sanctuary. And then in the New Testament, in Matthew 27, and the veil was torn from top to bottom. And then Paul lines out in his letters that the sin, the guilt, was taken away. It was abolished. And that we were brought back to God by the power of the blood which was shed for us. It's just so mighty if one remembers how the Spirit of God was leading everything. Already in the first sermon, in the book of Acts, chapter 2, Peter was quoting the word from Joel chapter 3, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And in Joel it's written, "For there will be salvation in Jerusalem and on Mount Zion." This with Jerusalem and with Mount Zion, this Peter did not repeat. This is still the future. Otherwise, we all had to go to Jerusalem, to Mount Zion. Oh, how merciful is God! How wonderful and precise is the leading of the Holy Spirit. Even that, what is written in the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, only the first part was fulfilled. Isaiah, chapter 9. Here it's written in verse 5 and 6, Isaiah 9. Verse 6 and 7. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And now it comes. And now comes the second promise, which is still not fulfilled, which didn't come to fulfillment yet, but it will be fulfilled. You can read it. Here in verse 6, it's Isaiah 9, verse 7. "Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." He will perform it when the time comes for it. Everything at the right time. In Bible prophecy, two things can be written in one single verse. Even in the New Testament, here we have read, "And his government shall be no end." Upon the throne of David there shall be, and upon his kingdom. He didn't start yet his millennium. But in Luke 1, we have the announcement at the birth of our Lord. In Luke chapter 1, now just to show you, brothers and sisters, how important it is that we place Bible prophecies biblically, placing everything there where it belongs. Here in Luke chapter 1, we read in verse 33, Luke 1, 33, "And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." But this scripture has not come to fulfillment yet, but it will come to fulfillment. And Brother Alfred Borg He read it already from the Gospel of John, chapter 18. When our Lord was asked, "Are you a king?" And he answered, "Yes, I am a king." John 18, verse 37. Pilate therefore said unto him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest rightly that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." Did something stand out to you? What was said here? What was said? Not to establish the kingdom, no. To bear witness unto the truth. This is the age where the truth has been put upon the lampstand, the revealed holy word of God. At that time he was king. He was king, and he remains king, yes. But his millennium, his kingdom, he will start according to Revelation 12. When that comes to fulfillment, what is written and predicted in the Holy Scripture in connection with it. Revelation 12, verse 10. "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, who accused them before our God day and night." The moment comes, but this is the period of time of grace where our Lord bears witness of the truth. He still bears witness of the truth. And by grace, he leads us into all truth. Because he must finish his church first. And therefore, everything will take place just as he predicted it. Even Malachi 3, verse 1, has two things for the content. The one, "Behold, I sent my messenger before me, that he shall prepare the way before me." And the second part comes to fulfillment when that what is written in Revelation 10, the Lord as the angel of the covenant, when he will descend. But at that time, the temple is built already, because thus it is written in Malachi 3, verse 1, second part. "And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the angel of the covenant." The angel of the covenant. One verse and two things which are completely coming, which have completely different fulfillments. And therefore, the second part is neither mentioned in Matthew or Luke or whatever gospel. Only the first part. Also in Matthew 11, our Lord only referred to the first part. And he said, "This is the man through whom the word was fulfilled. Behold, I sent my messenger before me." Brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in God for the great grace that we may rightly divide the word of truth, that the Spirit of truth really leads us into all truth. And in the same way, we must say it to all in love. We not only heard a message about which one could discuss about. What was the kernel in the sermons of Brother Branham? What? Jesus Christ, the crucified one, the same yesterday, today, and forever, and who will return to take us home. And in connection with this, brothers and sisters, we must and may preach the full gospel. We must tell it to the people what our Lord said in John 3. Ye must be born again. Otherwise, ye cannot see the kingdom of God. This we must. We must say it to the people. And we also must tell them very clearly that this is not a theory, but this is divine reality. And this Peter lined out in 1 Peter chapter 1, in verse 23, born again by the everlasting seed of God. This must be emphasized. For the remission of sins, the blood of the Lamb is enough. Reconciliation, forgiveness. And Paul said it especially in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And he said, we speak to you in Christ's stead, and we call out, be ye reconciled with God. The reconciliation is the beginning, that we preach the forgiveness of sins, and we tell the people, God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. But it must be received and accepted. We have heard it in the word of introduction. As many as believed him, as many as believed, brothers and sisters, I don't want to have any blood on my hands. I want to be raptured with all of you. I want that also all the newcomers, all the young people, and also you youth, if you don't cope with your trouble, we have brothers in the Lord who have experiences. We can speak together. We can pray together. Never was the youth so exposed to things as in our time. And we need the Lord. We need ministers of the word of the Lord that we may pray together. Also in the name of the Lord that we can deliver you. Whoever is bound, he cannot set himself free himself. He must be delivered by someone else. And the Lord has come to set the captives free, to make them free, that they're not bound and enslaved by sin anymore. I don't know these things actually, but sometimes I hear of it, how young people are pressing buttons on their computer and are bound to look at things. I don't know what can be watched there. It's not something good. It's not something good in. And you need deliverance. You need the computers and things for your profession, but not in your private. Don't be enslaved by these things. Rule over the things, but let the things not rule over you. And if you need deliverance, then we will pray with you that you are delivered. With God, all things are possible. Yes? We must really say it to the people. Once again, the word from the Gospel of John, chapter 3, ye must. This is a divine must. There's no other way. And as we were born into this world, so we must be born into the kingdom of God. And as there's a union in the natural, as there was a seed which comes up, so the Word of God is the spiritual seed which was sown into us. And the Spirit of God comes upon us just as He came over Mary. And we become sons and daughters of God, born again by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The scriptures we read already, whether it's James chapter 1, verse 18, or whether it's 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, being born again by the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Why do we put the emphasis at this place on all? We put emphasis on the blood, on repentance, upon the new birth. It's always the Word. The Word is the seed. And every seed brings forth after its own kind. That's how it is written in Genesis chapter 1. And if we sow the true word seed, then it's the divine wheat. And already John the Baptist, he proclaimed it, that the Lord will gather his wheat into his garner, and the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. So, not only speaking of the end time message, but have an experience with God, personally experiencing the grace, the forgiveness, the new birth, experiencing it. And then also the next step, sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is the truth. How often we said it here? Only he who is in the Word is in the will of God. Whoever is not in the Word cannot be in the will of God. And therefore we feel why the Word has been addressed to us. And all who are born of God, that's how the apostle writes it, John. They will hear the words of the Lord. And in John 8, our Lord said to the scribes, "You don't hear my words. You're not even able to hear what I'm saying to you." And he emphasized straight away where they belong. And he placed them. So, the proclamation of the Word, and especially the term end time message, includes really everything. The total forgiveness, reconciliation, grace and salvation, justification by the faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord, of whom John the Baptist said, "Behold, this is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." And especially in Hebrews chapter 9, it was lined out to us that our Lord and Redeemer, as the High Priest, he entered with his own blood into the Holy of Holies. Our Lord can be everything. He can be the Lamb of God. He can be mediator. He can be advocate. He can be high priest. And as we read it in Nehemiah, the Lord can be manifested on the earth, and His voice comes forth from heaven. God is omnipresent. And brothers and sisters, let us appreciate it. Let us appreciate it, what God has entrusted to us. As then, Paul already at that time, he wrote, "I want to present Christ a pure virgin." What shall we say today? Please, Please understand it correctly. But also, when we read Romans 1, this we can only apply to the world. This we all know. But we are truly living in a time which is more terrible than Sodom and Gomorrah. But the believers, please, please, the believers are renewed. They received new life from God. They've put off the old man totally with everything what belongs to the old man. And they've become a new man. I don't want to speak out these terms at all. But there's no one among the true believers upon whom Romans 1 could apply. Not a single one. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And by the power of our God, it was given to us. So, not only end time message and saying in theory, I believe that Brother Branham was said, this many believe in this present time, many. But who has returned to God? Who has returned to the Word? Who lets the Word speak to him? Who lets himself be brought into agreement with God and his Word? All are having their own doctrines which they are passing on. Let us summarize what we tried to say in the first two meetings of this year. God made a new covenant with us. And as in the Old Testament, the Word of God was laid into the Ark of the Covenant, and as the blood was sprinkled upon the cover of the Ark of the Covenant, of the lid, and God, let's have mercy upon us, not judgment. So we also, in this time, we understood that everything what was hid, everything was revealed by God. Also this, we mentioned yesterday, one has to really think about it. There's a man of God in the USA, and he sees in a vision, when the street in which you are staying, when this street is widened, when the bulldozers are running up and down, when your fence is being laid upon the grass, then the time has come for you to move to Arizona. Not knowing what would take place. Yes. And then a brother Frank, in December 62, he made a visit in Jeffersonville. And he sees the bulldozers driving up and down, sees the fence lying on the grass. Sometimes I feel a bit bad. I was so poor. I had no photo. I had no camera. Neither in Karlsruhe, neither in Jefferson. I was never a reporter, but I made a good report, namely that of the Bible. But I never made a picture. And it was really mighty to see that with his own eyes. And then hearing Brother Branham say, I must pack my things. I must move with my family to Tucson, Arizona, because of a commandment of the Lord, as he showed it to me in a vision. And if one thinks about these things, how God has directed the steps, how he led everything, that without one's own adding, one has become an ear and eye witness. And then this mighty experience in Arizona, when seven mighty thunderclaps sounded and the whole earth shook and the stones, the rocks rolled down the mountain, and in this supernatural cloud the seven angels appeared. And Brother Branham said, the seventh angel spoke to me. He meant more to me than all the other six. And there it was said to me, return to Jeffersonville, for the opening of the seven seals is at hand. If one remembers all this, it's one thing to read that John the Apostle was on the Isle of Patmos, and also the 22 chapters. He could write the chapters, and to him was said that was shown to him what should be said to all the servants, all the other servants. It's very important. It was not only the thing of one man, but that what God showed to one servant is meant for all the servants of God, also for us in this time. That's how it is written in Revelation chapter 1. Verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants, plural, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Using one servant to show unto all his servants what was revealed to this one servant. And the same, it happened in the ministry of Paul and in the ministry of Brother Branham. What God showed to one of his servant is meant for all the servants of God, that they receive this revelation, passing it on, and by this having direct access to the Holy of Holies. Whoever would like to read it in the Old Testament, what kind of meaning, what kind of significance the Ark of the Covenant had for Joshua, before the River Jordan was crossed, the Ark of the Covenant, putting it upon the shoulders of the Levites. When the temple was established again, when it was rebuilt, under Ezra and Nehemiah, the Ark of the Covenant was the main thing. And they found the original foundation, and thereupon they built. The same it is with us in this time. We found the original foundation by grace. We not only speak of the end time message, we understood that everything what belongs to the plan of salvation of our God, this was proclaimed and preached to us. And he who is of the truth will receive it and accept it. And so we are grateful, especially grateful for the ministry of Brother Branham in our time. We don't glorify a man. We thank the Almighty God for that, what happened in our time. And let me say this here once again in love. What God did yesterday by the ministry of Brother Branham, and what was left to us yesterday, had its time. Today is our time. One cannot stop at yesterday and can say, oh, the prophet said, the prophet. One just has to see how God was leading and directing everything. And then we come to the conclusion and we say, as it was shown to Brother Branham on the 11th of June, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. God has taken the messenger. We don't dance, we make a dance around the golden calf. No, we give God the glory. We take the sword of the Spirit and we preach the word of God. And all who are of God are hearing and receiving. And they can place it. Without messenger, we would not have a message. But God has sent the messenger so that we can have a message, passing it on and carrying it on into all the world. I personally believe that we are very close to the completion, that we're not living only in the end time, but that we arrived at the end of the end time, and that the calling out is as good as finished, that really the last ones are taken out as a wood from the fire and are called out. And I want to really put it to your heart, unto your heart. Don't ask for time to think about it. Don't ask. But believe with all your heart. According to the scripture, today, if you hear his voice, you had time enough to think about. Now the moment has come to believe with all your heart, and to consecrate our lives to God, so that the sealing and the filling with the power from on high can take place. Please, let us walk the whole way with God via repentance, via faith, via the new birth, via the filling with the Holy Spirit, up to the sealing unto the glorious day of our bodily redemption. And this I can say based upon the authority of the Word of God. This I can assure you. There where God could make a beginning, there he will also make a finishing. Please permit God that he makes the beginning. And whoever didn't make it yet, may it be today, that all the newcomers find their divine orientation in the Word, to then be sanctified in the Word, and then finally receiving the sealing with the Holy Spirit. The Almighty God, may he be merciful and to me and to all of us. And we close with a thought of the grace, which we also started. The New Testament, the New Covenant, starts as Mary was addressed. You found grace before God. And she received the promise, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. If you and I, if we found grace in the sight of God, then we receive the Word, and the Word will accomplish for what it was sent for. I say it once again. If the beginning was not yet made, may it happen today. Today. If you hear His voice. And then comes the fulfillment, as we read it from Luke chapter 4 yesterday, that our Lord could emphasize, today this scripture is being fulfilled before your eyes. And all agreed with him. And Paul has written, as we read, do I seek the agreement with men, of men? No, I seek the agreement of God. To that what God said, we have an inner agreement, and it was revealed to us. And we may walk forward by faith. Everything was given to us. The revelation about the Godhead, about the baptism. In fact, about everything. And this comes to me now. Especially the Godhead. There's only one single God from eternity to eternity. And this one God revealed himself, of course, whether as creator, as king, as judge, whatever he is, of course, all in all. And we belong to him. We have become sons and daughters of God. Please, never doubt, but believe with all your heart. And the full blessing of the Almighty God will rest upon all who now hear the last message, are believing the last call, and are coming out from everything what is not in agreement with God and His Word, and becoming one with the Lord God in Jesus Christ our Lord. To Him be the thanks for that what He has done yesterday. And also this, we said many times, what he did yesterday connected us with that, what he's doing today. And what he's doing today connects us with that, what he's still about to do tomorrow, if there is a tomorrow. Just so wonderful that we can live in this time, experiencing the leading of the Holy Spirit, getting the understanding and the insight of all of the plan of salvation of our God, experiencing it consciously. And also this I say once again, such a time was never before on the earth. Never. Please permit me. Permit this remark. In the days of the apostles, some had the epistle which Paul wrote to the Corinthians. The others had the epistle which Peter wrote to the Galatians. In the local assemblies, there were the letters, and they were read, whether it were the epistles of Peter, the epistle of Jude, all these epistles were read here and there. Brothers and sisters, we have here everything. Every epistle which Paul has written, whether he wrote it to them or them, everything, we have it in the summary in this holy book. Oh, thanks be to God for his precious and holy word, which he entrusted to us and which he revealed to us. Receive it by faith and thank the Lord for it. Amen. Let us stand up for prayer. And today we will remain in reverence, but we will ask three times that songs. Our brother Ernst will have a song, and brother Jean-Claude, most surely, and the two sisters also. Let us come with thankful hearts. Let us really enjoy the time in the presence of God. And may that what we heard, may it really touch our hearts. Who comes as the first? Who comes as the first to sing? And we remain in prayer. We remain in adoration. We deepen ourselves. Perhaps the two sisters first. And then you others, please come and join them. And together we will rejoice in the Lord. I wished that in all languages it could be sung, that all languages could be looked after. Perhaps it comes later on. God knows it.
Noch ist die Zeit der Gnade, volle Erlösung da. An unsere Stelle büßte Jesus auf Golgatha. Zahllose Scharen eilen freudig der Heimat zu. Sie haben Heil gefunden, Frieden und Seelenruh. Dir Gottes Lamm sei Ehre, dein Opfer ist vollbracht. Von unserer Schuld und Sünde hast du uns frei gemacht. Wir sind dein Volk von Priestern, Könige in deinem Reich. Nirgends ein Name auf Erden ist verdient deinen Gleich. Nun ist der Thron der Gnade mit Opferblut besprengt. Und der vergebenen Sünde Gott nimmer mehr gedenkt. Des Heilands liebes Sonne, guten und bösen scheint. Das Volk des neuen Bundes ist durch sein Blut vereint. Dir Gottes Lamm sei Ehre, dein Opfer ist vollbracht. Von unserer Schuld und Sünde hast du uns frei gemacht. Wir sind ein Volk von Priestern, Könige in deinem Reich. Nirgends ein Name auf Erden ist verdient deinem gleich. Kommst du verirrt und hilflos, für dich ist Rettung da. Was dir die Welt nicht bietet, findest du auf Golgatha. Frieden für Zweifelsfragen, Heilung für allen Schmerz, Kraft, um das Kreuz zu tragen, Liebe fürs leere Herz. Dir Gottes Lamm sei Ehre, dein Opfer ist vollbracht. Von unserer Schuld und Sünde hast du uns frei gemacht. Wir sind ein Volk von Priestern, Könige in deinem Reich. Nirgends ein Name auf Erden ist verdient deinem gleich. Dir Gottes Lamm sei Ehre, dein Opfer ist vollbracht. Schuld und Sünde hast du uns frei gemacht. Wir sind ein Volk von Priestern, Könige in deinem Reich. Nirgends ein Name auf Erden ist Herr in deinem Reich.
Amen.
Amen. To this we say Amen.
Meine Ruhe, ein Ruhe in dir.
not only a song, this was a prayer. We are just so grateful, grateful with all our hearts. Do you have the Maranatha song?
Alleluia.
Jesus revient. Jesus comes again. We are waiting for it. Did we all understand that the Lord speaks to us in love? And now especially one request. Do we have brothers and sisters who consecrated their lives to the Lord and who would like to be baptized? Who would like to be baptized? One, two? Is there someone else? Philip baptized one. We can also baptize two or three. So, straight after the service, we go then to the baptism pool. We wish one another God's richest blessing for the whole year, as long as the Lord gives it to us. The travel agency asked us whether we make an Israel trip in the month of May. I don't know yet. If enough people are registering, then it can take place. I already was 27 times in Israel. I actually didn't had to go there anymore. But because of them who were not there yet, or who would like to go there again, then, God willing, I will come with you. Now, one more request. Remember me in your prayers. On Friday, God willing, it starts to the Far East, especially Laos, Cambodia, and God willing, we will also include Vietnam and Bangkok, carrying the word of the Lord. Also in my advanced age, God gives just grace. He gives grace. And God willing, if God gives grace, and if we are still on the earth, then in February comes Mexico and Cuba. And what was it? Jamaica and other countries in this region. Just according to the word of the Lord, work until I come. Work as long as it is day, for the night cometh where no one can work. And this word must be preached. The people must hear it. And Paul said, how shall someone preach without being sent? And then, who has believed our message? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And to this we can just say, all whom God pardoned, they believe the word. They receive it and accept it, and they get it revealed. As we heard it in the word of introduction, that what our Lord said to the believers at the beginning, this he says to us today. Now I have one question. Are you grateful that the Lord speaks to us in such a way? Blessed and praised be our Lord. To all of you, from all peoples, tongues and nations, from all of Europe, God bless you. May he bless worldwide. He can start with New Zealand, where every day starts, and he can bless from the rising of the sun unto its setting. And as sure as the last message is being carried, as sure as the last one is called out, so sure the door is closed. I say it once again. The preaching will accomplish for that what God accomplishes. It will be a bride without spot, without wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified in the word of God, sealed with the Holy Spirit. God started and God will finish. Now we ask Brother Müller to come to pray with us. Please, we are grateful. We know each other since 1968. God bless you. Dear Lord, I would like to thank you with all my heart for your wonderful grace. In these two meetings, you blessed us richly, Lord. Let us be aware of it. Of whom it is much given, it will much be required of him. Give grace, Lord, that we can live out your word. You have given us your spirit. It's your work, Lord. We are your work. Receive the praise and the honor and the adoration. Bless all who are present, Lord. Go with each one of us as we depart, and let him be a witness, let his light shine. Give each one grace and strength, and give your servant strength to carry out your commission. I thank you for everything in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May the Lord give it. Do we have Brother Didier in our midst? Where is Brother Arben? Brother Arben is the best translator from the French into German. Where is Brother Arben? Is he not here? Then just pray, brother. Lord our God, we are very grateful. This is a day for us. You spoke to us in a special way, and we received it. And we have become witnesses that you have given grace to this generation. You have sent your true word, and we believe it, and we are convinced. And thank you for your grace. Praise and glory be to you. As Mary said, let your will be done. You have started and you will finish. You are a faithful God. You have given the promises and you are fulfilling them. And therefore we are grateful with all our hearts. Bless each one of us and keep us, protect us, for you are expecting your return, and we ask you for your blessing, and we make ourselves ready for that moment. Praise be to you. Praise and honor be unto you, the only God. Bless your servant. He has a journey. Keep him. Protect him. It is our prayer. And we support him by prayer. May your Holy Spirit be at work. We thank you for it. Honor and glory to you, and praise now and forevermore. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. If somebody would like to thank the Lord in another language, please come. It's just so wonderful. And we say now to all who watched worldwide, who joined us worldwide, may God really bless you in all peoples, tongues, and nations. We are very grateful. The last message, the last call, not only to have heard it, but to pass it on so that the last ones are being called. I'm thanking you, God willing, on the first weekend in February, we will be again here. And God willing, everything God willing, on Good Friday, we will be again in Böblingen. And then on Saturday and Sunday in Krefeld. Everything we lay before the Lord. And he will bring it to pass. This is the day which the Lord has made. There's a chorus. This is the day. Let us sing it. This is the day. And then Brother Schmidt. Great God, we thank you that you have made this day for us. You blessed it. You have given your word. We thank you that you are giving us grace to receive it, that we can believe it, giving glory to your name. Lord, bless all, everywhere, in all peoples, in all tongues, and on all continents. Great God, you are the same here at this place and everywhere where your people are gathering. You are present. We thank you. Please give grace to them who are willing to bear witness and to walk before you. And Lord, please accompany all on their ways home. Give grace and keep your protecting hands over us. We thank you for everything. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, amen. Those who would like to be baptized, please come to the front that we will pray briefly with you. And then we will go for baptism. Whoever would like to be baptized, please come now to the front, so that we once again pray for you, asking grace from God that he may bless you and that he may be with you. Brother Helmut Miskis, please come a bit closer. Come a bit closer. Almighty God, creator of the heaven and the earth, we are coming before your throne of grace, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you already for the rich blessings which we received today. Also for these young brothers here, who would like to bear witness before all our brothers and sisters, that they received you as their personal Lord and Savior, that they received the forgiveness of their sins. Bless now this baptism. Bless our young brothers. Lead them and guide them into all the truth. And let your name be glorified in all our lives. To you be the thanks and the adoration for everything. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise, honor, and glory. Let us sing.
Amen.
And all the people say, Amen.